This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The Lok Sabha has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, negating the amendments moved by opposition. The bill was cleared by the House with 288 members voting in favour of it, while 232 members voted against the bill. The lower house held discussion over the bill for over 12 hours late night. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. The bill aims at making the Waqf board more inclusive, having representation from different Muslim sects for better Waqf governance and decision-making. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, such assumption that non-Muslims will interfere in the Waqf board dealings is wrong. He said India is safest country for the minorities. Rejecting the allegation levelled by opposition of government being anti-minority, he said, Narendra Modi government has taken care of even the smallest minority community like the Parsis. Responding to the allegations of opposition members who termed the bill unconstitutional, the minister said the opposition members have not been able to give any reason behind it.
कुछ लोगों को मैंने शुरू में कहा कि अगर आप कहते हैं कि ये बिल गैर संवैधानिक है, तो आप बताइए संवैधानिक कैसे है? अगर unconstitutional था, तो फिर किसी कोर्ट ने क्यों स्ट्राइक डाउन नहीं किया? इसलिए मैं इस सदन में कहना चाहता हूँ कुछ शब्द ऐसा होता है कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल अनकॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल ये हल्के में इस्तेमाल नहीं करना चाहिए.
Earlier in the day, moving the bill, the minister said it has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslims and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. Responding to opposition, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill has been brought after detailed deliberations by the Joint Parliamentary Committee as approved by the Cabinet. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. He said this bill is against the constitution. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that this bill has been brought by the government to hide its failure related to price rise, unemployment, demonetization and other issues. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee termed the proposed legislation as misconceived, irrational and arbitrary. A. Raja of DMK termed the legislation as unconstitutional and anti-minority. Participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of BJP accused the opposition of selective quoting of the constitution during the debate. Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, no non-Muslim will come into the Waqf. He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions.
सदन के माध्यम से देश भर के मुसलमान भाइयों बहनों को कहना चाहता हूं आपके वक्फ में एक भी नॉन मुस्लिम नहीं आएगा. ये एक्ट में ऐसा कोई प्रावधान मगर जो वक्फ बोर्ड है और वक्फ परिषद है उसका काम क्या है? वक्फ की संपत्तियां मान्यवर बेच खाने वाले लोगों को पकड़कर इसके बाहर निकाल.
The Lok Sabha adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of President's rule in Manipur. Replying to a debate on the statutory resolution in the House, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government is making all-out efforts to restore normalcy in Manipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Thailand this morning to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. This will be the Prime Minister's third visit to Thailand after 2019 and 2016. Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart Paetong Grand Tan Shinawatra at Bangkok this evening. Manu Bhakar will lead a 43-member Indian shooting contingent at the ISSF World Cup 2025 at Buenos Aires in Argentina beginning today. And in IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 8 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Today, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.